Praise the Lord. First of all, I want to greet you in a wonderful, mighty and powerful name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God, the only way to the Father. I'd like to share something with you which I have not shared in any church so far. And I want to share with you, and I hope it will be all right. In April, let me bring, first let's go back to the, slides. Okay. In April, something happened I hate to share the details, but it's okay. I'm going to share a little bit of detail. I used to be working with an organization as an associate, and I was helping them, bringing the names, everything, and I received an email that, I should see them. I went there, and they say, no, we're not going to support your ministry anymore. I said, did I send anything you could tell me? They said, no, you have not sent anything. We just changed our policy because we don't want to support any other ministry which is not directly related to us. I said, okay. It really shook me so bad. I said, God, you helped me to start these churches in Pakistan. You helped me to start churches in India. You helped me to start, how I work in Sri Lanka, South Africa, United Arab Emirates. And now it's like so much burden on me. How am I going to support all these pastors, all these projects which are running over in those countries? When these people have refused to help me, they're not going to introduce me anymore. They're not going to support me, anything. So what should I do? And God, it was like I was so depressed. I felt that, oh, my goodness. Man, first, Satan start bringing, this, what kind of Christian these people are. But I say, no, I'm not going to think like that. I forgive these people. I pray for these people that their eyes to be opened. It's not the my empire, my ministry. It's the kingdom of God. Amen. And that led me to fast. There was no other thing I can do other than run to God. I have not shared this thing with anybody. This is the very first time I feel like to share. I run to God. I start fasting. That was a Tuesday, when I met them. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I start fasting. I say, because in my previous experience, whenever we have a trouble, we fasted. We fasted for 3 days, we fasted for 30 days, fasted for 12 days, and those kind of fasting I did. So then, I was thinking that God will change their mind. I begged. I even sent them the emails, like a story of the woman who came to Jesus. That's, Jesus said, it's not right for children's bread to be given to the dogs. And I say, could you please allow some crumbs to fall toward our ministry? Something like that, I said to them. But they said, no. I said, my goodness. This is really bad. please help me. Because I cannot carry this burden by myself. All these pastors, all these children, all these projects. I start fasting and fasted every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, no food, just water. Then, I was really, really praying and crying almost. You know, I told my wife, I'm going to be not on the bed. I'm not going to be sleeping on the bed. I'm going to be sleeping on the floor. And whenever God wakes me up, I will be praying. My sleep was gone. I just want to pray and pray and fast and pray. And then I said, Lord God, I really want to, you know, God brought this, you know, thing on my heart that, you know, I should go to Israel. Man, I said, oh my goodness. I said, I don't have any funds. You know what I'm going to be using the money for the Israel? That's crazy. I thought, no. But thank God I have a lot of miles. So I said, okay, I'm going to take the whole family. You know, use the miles, bought the tickets, so praise God. You know, and my deep desire was not just to go to Israel, but go to that place where Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And I was saying, God, I really want that passion. You know, the passion you have for the lost people. You fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. I want that kind of passion. I want to go on that same place and really pray and beg you, Lord God. Please, grant me that passion. Grant me that desire that I will be on this earth like Jesus. I want to reflect Him. I want the people see Jesus. I want the people will see the power of God. You know, I'm not worried about anything. God, you're going to provide. Praise God. Glory to Jesus. You know, I came back and started fasting and praying again. You know, I was on my 10th, you know, to the second day, I didn't eat. You know, first time I fasted for 10 days. No food, just water. And then God impressed my heart to go fast again. So I fasted for another 10 days. You know, just water. And as I was fasting, that was not really my plan. My plan was worried about, you know, how I'm going to provide for these folks, you know, in India, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, United Arab Emirates, South Africa, all these countries at work. Oh God, how am I going to provide for these people? And I was praying and praying and praying, God, please help me. And at the same time, God was really, you know, trimming me too, chopping and chipping those things. I mean, I was under God's microscope. Let me tell you, sometime we think, man, I'm a pretty good guy. I'm a preacher. You know, I am on my way to heaven. And the Lord starts showing to me things, the fear of man, trusting people, no good. Okay, God, I repent. I repent, I repent, I repent. Oh, okay, God, this is you showing to me. I repent from this sin too. I start repenting and repenting. I said, you know, the list of things. I said, God, wow. I didn't notice those things. But now you're showing to me because I am under God's microscope. You know, sometimes you think, oh, I'm a pretty good guy. I go to church every Sunday. You know, I was even thinking better than you guys. I'm a preacher. You know? And then, I praise God. I just want to tell you something. The Lord showed me two places. I'm not going to go too much detail in those things. First I saw heaven, then I saw hell. God took me to hell and showed me, my dear brothers, sisters, I don't want to share this thing to scare you, but this is true. I saw many, many people, those who come to church on every Sunday, but they are not in heaven, they are in hell. You know, I was really, my shock, my heart, I almost have a heart attack when I saw my own family member in hell. It really shook me so bad, Pastor. Shook me so bad. The torture. I have not shared this thing in any church so far. Because people don't believe these kind of things. They think, you know, that was not my plan to see heaven and hell. I was just praying, God, somehow you go, how are you going to provide for all these pastors and church and all these? And I cried when I saw my own mother, Pastor, when I saw my own mother and brother. Only my father was able to make it to heaven. Saw my father in heaven, but I cried. I said, God, please have mercy. And that day, God really changed my life. And God gave me such a deep burden, a passion for the lost souls. I said, God, why you showed all these things, especially to my own family member? And God said, no, I want you to love people like your own family member. When I see people, those who are not really following Jesus, I see them like my own family. I don't want you to be burning in hell. It's not for 1 or 2 days. It's not for 1 or 2 months. It's not for 1 or 2 years. It's forever and ever. My dear brothers, sisters, I'm not just making it up. I'm really, you know, whenever I share this thing, my heart breaks. Because this was like a 3D movie kind of things. I was able to see the torture, the screams of my own mother. I'm telling you, my dear brothers, sisters, many people, I said, God, why are these people, those who, I was thinking that these people are going to church every Sunday, but they are in hell. Why it is like that? And the Lord said, these people are not sincere. They are not true to their faith. They just come to church on a Sunday for 1 or 2 hours, but they start doing their own things when they go back to their homes. That's why they are in a hell. And I saw the people in heaven. I was thinking that they're going to be in hell. And they were in heaven. I said, God, why these people are in heaven? I was thinking that these people are going to be in hell. And God said, these people realize that they need to repent. These people realize, they know, they recognize their sin. And as I said in the gospel, the many will come from the east and the west and north and the south will join in the kingdom of God. But the sons of the kingdom will be thrown into the darkness. I was very much shocked, my dear brothers and sisters. This morning, even if I go any further to share, you know, about the ministry, I really don't worry if you support or not. I trust God. I praise God. You know, that was not my plan, my dear brother. I was just fasting and praying to Lord God, open the doors for finances. But God gave me this deep burden for the souls. For the souls, now it has become like my passion, my deep passion for the lost souls. I praise God. I praise God. I don't want anybody to be burning in hell, my dear brothers and sisters. You know, here it says, God gave me this specific passage from Matthew 7, verse 13. You know, he said, enter ye in at the straight gate, mean narrow gate, for the wide is the gate and the broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. And say, because straight is the gate, mean narrow is the gate, the verse 14, and the narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and the few there be that find it. You know, I was very much shocked, Pastor. I cannot imagine majority of the church going people, the Sunday going people were in hell. I said, God, what is this? God showed me these people are hypocrites. These people are hypocrites. They have not changed their ways. They just attend the church service. They think they are saved. They think they are born again. But there's no fruit in their lives. And everything is just like the world. There's no difference between the worldly people and the church people. Dear brothers and sisters, before you leave this place, I have not preached like that before. I made the altar call right in the middle of the sermon. But I really want to beg you in the name of Jesus Christ before it's too late. Just imagine this rich man was burning in the hell. He was begging for the little bit water. You know. And Jesus said, you know, remember that story. He said, the Father Abraham, could you send the Lazarus, you know, just to put the dip, you know, little water. How much water comes on this finger? Not even one drop of water comes to that finger. And Jesus, and he said, no. Okay, God, I understand that there's no way for me to get out of this place. He understood, the rich man understood, I am not able to come out of this place. But could you send the Lazarus back to my brothers? I have five brothers over there. And Jesus said, you know, remember the Abraham said, you know, there's a Moses and other prophets in the time of Moses. Right from here, you know, up to today, it's almost 5,000 years. And just imagine the rich man is still in the hell. He's still thirsty. He's still crying. He's still in the torment. And could you imagine, it's not going to be over overnight. What will you do? What will you do, my dear brothers and sisters? We cannot live without water for 24 hours. When I talk about the fasting in the United States, the thing, you know, we don't fast. If you cannot live without food and water for 2 days or 3 days, how will you live in the hell forever and ever without food and water? Not only food and water, you know, the torment is so bad. Torment is so bad. I saw with my own eyes. I'm not just making it up. My heart is torn. My heart is so bad in a pain because of this thing, my dear brothers and sisters. And before, you know, I will start sharing other things, close your eyes. And, you know, just before it's too late, you know, do you want to accept Jesus? Because there's only one way. And, you know, if you want to be really sincerely, truthfully want to follow Jesus from now on, I would ask you to stand on your feet. You know that your life is not right. You know that you're not serving. You know that you're just attending the church service. I would ask you, if you really mean it, if you really want to commit your life to Jesus this morning, 24/7, Lord, I am yours. I ask you to forgive my sins. Wash me with your blood. Here I am. I would ask you to stand on your feet. I know. It's not. Sometimes we feel embarrassed. It's better for me to be embarrassed this morning. You know, I'm telling you. It was not easy to see my own mother burning in hell. It was not easy for my own brother to be burning in hell. It was not easy to see all those things. You are my brothers and sisters. I love you just like my mother and brothers and sisters. I don't want anybody to be in hell. If you really mean it. Let me tell you. You have to follow Jesus, not any church doctrine. You don't have to follow any bishop. You don't have to follow any priest. You don't have to follow any man-made tradition. Follow Jesus, because Jesus is the only one who can save you. Anymore, before I close. You will have no excuse on the day of judgment if you don't stand today. Because I preach very clearly. I never shared this experience with anybody. This morning I'm sharing a very first time. God is my witness. And I begged you in the name of Jesus, because I love you. Jesus loves you. Any more who wants to stand before I will ask you to pray after me, please stand. Please stand. Don't be ashamed. Don't be embarrassed. It's okay. It's okay. Don't worry. It's better for me to be saved than to be sorry later. Right now, make a true commitment. Say, Jesus, I love you with all of my heart. Come on, church. Don't wait. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Those who are standing, I would ask you to please pray after me. Really say it from the depth of your heart. And ask the Holy Spirit to help you from the coming days and months and years, that you will live a holy and pure life. Say after me, Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, your Son, who died for us on the cross of Calvary. Lord Jesus, we repent from all of our sins. Please forgive us. Wash us with your blood. Lord Jesus, fill us right now with your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we need you. Help us to walk in your ways. Help us to walk in thy holiness. And protect us in the coming days and months and years. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated, please. Let me go, share with you what God is doing. My dear brothers and sisters, I give all glory to Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God.
He is worthy of all praises. He is worthy of all glory. It's not me. I'm just like you. I'm not special. I'm just like you, but I thank God that He has given me this hunger and deep thirst and passion and pain for the lost souls, and I am mad at the devil. I don't want people to be suffering, you know, by the devil. I don't want the people to be going to hell. I want hell to be empty and heaven to be filled with people. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. That should be our passion. That should be our desire. Praise God. And whatever it takes. I'm just, you know, this morning I said to my wife, you know, my number one desire is to live a holy life like Jesus. Because the Word of God said, be holy as I am holy. Let me tell you, since the time I start fasting and praying, you know, I stopped watching TV. I don't watch TV anymore. I used to be addicted to watch the Fox News. I don't watch any more news, anything. I've not watched any news since that time. Because, you know, when I was watching those news in those days, my goodness, I was very much addicted. I really liked to watch Sean Hannity, you know. And then, you know, then the commercial, all the dirty commercials. I felt that I am desensitized. I said, no, that's really wrong. I am not going to do this. My eyes belong to Jesus. I am not going to watch those, you know, Viagra's commercials and Cialis commercials and all the junk on the TV. You know, my eyes belong to Jesus. My ears belong to Jesus. Amen. Praise God. You know, I don't even watch, you know, I don't even go through the, you know, the when I go to the airports, I don't even go to the bookstores. I don't want to even buy the waters because they have magazines over there. I don't want to go there. Praise God. I am, you know, I'm a holy man of God because God has made me a holy to live a holy life. Amen. Praise God. Glory to Jesus. And I'm going to live a holy life 24/7. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Glory to Jesus. Amen. And all. That's my brothers and sisters. We need to live a holy life for Jesus. You know, that should be the change in our lives. Amen. You know, not, you know, okay, not only for Sunday morning. You know, put a nice suit and tie and, you know, act holy. You know, we're not going to act, you know, holy. We are going to live holy, praise God. Amen. Praise God. Glory to Jesus. You know, and God is using me. I praise God for that. I give glory to Jesus. And I said, God, my second desire is to pray for the lost people. I will never, ever, you know, I will pray, I will fast. I know, some people say, you know, oh, Pastor, pray for my son. I say, you know, yes. You know, my neighbor said, you know, pray for my son. You know, he involved with this girl. You know, he's a teenager boy. You know, he's going to school. He's involved with a girl and sleeping with this girl. You know, we're not happy with that. I said, you know, I know it's a very painful thing. I'm going to pray. I'm going to see, you know, God to save this boy. Praise God. After a month, I was shoveling the snow, you know, from my driveway. The father said, Pastor, I have a good news. Paul is saved. Paul is weeping. He threw away everything. He broke up with this girl. I said, praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, we're going to pray. We're going to fast. You know, no matter what it takes. Praise God. Oh, now, you know, like, you know, last week I was on a glacier, you know, Alaska. You know, they took me to the glacier. The guy, he was not, other guy was not really a Christian. And, you know, he was saying, oh, we're going to break our legs. I say, not on my watch. Okay. I said, Holy Spirit, you are my friend. You know, I talk to the Holy Spirit like the way I talk to my family member. Praise God, like to my wife. Amen. You know, Holy Spirit is more than to my wife. Amen. I said to my wife, I love Holy Spirit than you. Praise God. You know, I enjoy Holy Spirit than you. Amen. You know, even if I don't have a wife anymore, I praise God. Glory to Jesus. I thank God for the wife, but I have the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Praise Jesus. Because the Holy Spirit is my best friend. And, he was saying all those things. Because we have to, there was no way. But thank God, you know, when you are determined, being a man of God, you know, and a really deep fellowship with God, He will talk to you. He will listen to you. He will do things for you. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And there was a sister who was also with us. She shared her problem. She said, her uncle is, she has to go to the, operation and things. I said, don't have to go to the operation. You know, I will talk to the Holy Spirit. Praise God. You know, I said, okay, I'm going to lay hand on your ankle. Fix it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. And I asked her, how are you feeling? Praise God, fixed. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You know, this morning, I also want to pray for you. No matter what is your problem. This morning, I was feeling, one other thing God put in my heart. This is funny. I don't know why I'm doing all the strange things in your church. This is the very first time I preach what, I'd never shared with anybody. You know, I notice many people are sick because of the overweight. Do you know that? I felt in my spirit, I'm going to pray for you that you will lose weight. Amen? Praise God. You ready for that? That's it. It's going to happen. Praise God. God is going to fix your bodies. You don't have to suffer. Amen? Praise God. You know, glory to Jesus. Amen. 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 Glory to Jesus. You know, I lost my weight a lot. I was 195 pounds. But I lost because of the fasting. It's better for you to get it free. Amen. I paid the price. You get it free. Amen. Praise God. Glory to Jesus. You know, any kind of sickness, whatever, because I'm not going to allow devil to beat you. Amen. I hate devil. Do you hate devil? Yes. So say, devil, we hate you. Devil, we hate you. In Jesus' name. We love Jesus. We love Jesus. We love Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. You know, God is working in a wonderful way. Pakistan, there's a wonderful work going on. You know, maybe I will share tonight, okay? You know, I'm going to pray for you. You know, a lot of people getting saved in Pakistan, India, a lot of work. So, you know, I will share. So let's pray for you. You know, whatever is your sickness, whatever is your disease this morning, I mean, I'm not, feeling led to be sharing those information. It's okay, Pastor. I'm not, okay to share those information right now. I will share later tonight. Whatever is your sickness, whatever is your disease this morning, Jesus loves you. He died for you. He paid the whole price for you. Whatever. Okay. So you stand. If you want to lose weight, whatever your disease is, just stand. We're going to pray right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Brother, what is your name, brother? Green shirt. Come. Okay. You are healed. This brother, during the service, open your eyes and tell you. He, pastor's wife, I think, brought, he had a back pain.
Check it out. You have back pain anymore? Okay. You know what happened? He have a, like a half an inch, one leg shorter than the other one. His back pain was, that was the reason, that was the cause. The Lord said to me, hold his legs, check it out, do the measurement. And I saw the other legs grew up and became even. Half inch of his bones were grown out. Praise God. Glory to Jesus. Amen. God is a miracle working God, my dear brothers, sisters. Praise God. So no more pain. Glory to Jesus. Praise God. I love you, brother. I love you so much. I'm telling you, I love you. Because that's one thing this whole thing changed. You know, I thank God that they refused to help me. I really thank God. You know, because I could not have sought God the way I'm seeking right now. I praise Jesus for that, for the refusal. And I could not be a blessing for you, you know, if they have say, okay, we're going to keep on helping you. I thank God. Sometimes denial is a good thing. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes the persecution is a good thing. Praise Jesus. You know, I can seek God. I can pray. I can fast. And it's going to be even more. I believe it's going to be even bigger help than before. So I'm going to pray for you. Whatever is your sickness, whatever is, you know, if you're overweight, just put your hand on your belly. Amen. Praise God. It's going to be gone. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord God, thy word says, these signs and wonders will happen among them, those who believe. I am a believer. Lord God, it's not going to surprise me because I'm a believer. This is your word. And Lord God, when your word says it's going to happen, it's going to happen. Lord God. And Lord, right now, as thy word says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, the Holy Ghost and the power, and all those who are oppressed by devil, he healed them because God was with him. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command every spirit of infirmity, every spirit of weakness, every spirit of obesity, everything of the evil one, I command you to go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And I loosen God's healing power. I loosen God's healing virtue to flow in each of their bodies. Right now, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Yes. If you want me to lay hand on you after the service, I'll be happy to do that. But believe that you have received it. Amen. Thank you over to Pastor. God bless you. It was totally unusual for me to preach like this. This is the very first time I did like this. Praise God. Amen and amen. God bless you. Yeah, if you got those yellow sheets, like to support our brothers and sisters, you know, you can do that. You know, cut that thing and drop it in that bucket, whatever it is. Okay, thank you very much.
There will be a couple of buckets at the doors for those yellow sheets for your information, perhaps your donations, your gifts. And he's also got some things out here on the table. There's a suggested donation on the table for those. Please feel free to look at those, use those, however you like. Thank you, brother, for allowing the Spirit to lead you this morning. Sometimes we come with an agenda, but when we open ourselves to our friend, the Holy Spirit, things happen. And so thank you for allowing the Spirit to use you and lead you in a way that may have been other than our agenda. Amen? And so praise be to God. We're going to close in prayer. You're invited for lunch. You're invited to the altar. He said, our brother has already said he'd pray for you, lay hands on and pray for you. And so we're going to close in prayer. Baskets are in the back. Materials are on the table. Lunch is at the Roses. And 6 o'clock this evening, we'll do it again. Let's pray. Father, we do praise you. We worship you. We thank you for your Son who died for our sin. Father, help us to get real serious about that. Pastor Messiah has challenged us this morning in his visions that you gave him. Help us to get real serious about Jesus. Help us not to try to cover up. Yeah, people think I'm a good person, and I get to church, so I'm good to go. Help us to get real serious with Jesus, and help us to be completely open to your Spirit's healing, to your Spirit's guiding, to your Spirit's leading and anointing. And use your church, O God, to bring glory to your great name. Continue to bless our brother and use him, Father, to bring you glory. Thank you for him. Thank you for everyone here. Thank you for the meal that's been prepared. And thank you for everyone here that's heard from you today. Go with us as we go to our meal or to our places or to travel or wherever it is we're going. And draw us close to you. So close. We just need to be closer. And so we'll thank you, Father, for what you're doing and going to do in Jesus' name. Amen.